question was asked in the halakha. We know by Nerot Hanukkah, the Nerot should last for a half hour. That means the candle should be big enough, tall enough, or there should be enough oil. That lasts for a half hour. So one has to be careful to put the right shi'ur. Today, of course, we have candles that are certainly big enough to last the right time. And when they buy the preset oils, of course, they measured it already, that under normal circumstances, they'll last for a half hour. But sometimes a person makes his own oil cups. So he has to just to make sure, especially if he has water on the bottom, so that he's not filling it up to the top, that there is a shiur of a half hour's worth at least. So the question is, let's say the person is misupak. He doesn't know if it's going to last for a half hour based on the oil that he has. That's all the oil he has. And he fills up the menorah. And he's looking at it based on his estimations. He doesn't know if it's going to last a half hour or not. Can he light? And if he can light, can he make a beracha? Well, to light doesn't cost you anything. Light and no problem. The question is the beracha. Hacham Avadiyah says he can light and he can make a beracha. Based on what he says is a safek safekah. What's the safek safekah? Safek, there's an opinion in the Rishonim of the Samag and the Hagahot Maimonit, and they hold you don't need a shi'ud for the oil. Even if it lasts for a moment, you would say the obligation. We don't hold like that. But there's a shita like that. So he says, Safek, the halakha is like the opinion that says you don't need a half hour's worth of oil. And even if you say you need a half hour's oil, maybe you have a half hour's of oil. You don't know. Maybe it will last. Based on that Safek Safeka, he says you can make a beracha. Only question is that many times Achav Avadiyah writes that when it comes to the rules of Safek Berachot Lehakel, it's even if you have a Safek Safeka. That even if you have a double safek to say you can make a beracha, safek berachot la'akel. Why in this case is it different? Rabbi Bitan asked this question to the rabbi, alav shalom, and he answered. He said, because over here we're dealing with a mitzvah. When you're dealing with a mitzvah, the rules are different. Because the safek sefikah tells you, whatever way you're going to look, you fulfill the mitzvah. Safek sefikah, you fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, if you're fulfilling a mitzvah, the hakamim will mitaken that when you do a mitzvah, you have to make a beracha. In all the other cases, the hakam was talking about, it wasn't a mitzvah, it was berachot, nehenin, and so on and so forth. Then we say safek safekah, no. But once already the safek safekah creates the mitzvah, so now already hakamim made a rule, when you do a mitzvah, you have to make a beracha. So therefore, in this case over here, the safek safekah that's connected to a mitzvah, halakha that one makes a beracha. That's the way Rabbi Tan writes it in the Ilchot Hanukkah on page 101. Mi she'en lo shemen ela besensum ve'ofan she'enu yodayem yaspik lo ladlik bo shi'ur chatzi sha'a im yirtze ladlik beberacha la shai. If he wants to make the beracha, he is able to. We may do so.